Well, brothers and sisters, I'm so thankful we could be together for these days.
弟兄姊妹们，我们实在非常的感恩，我们能够这些日子在一起。
I've tried to declare something of the mystery of Zion.
我现在这里试图来宣告关于锡安的一个奥秘。
I hope you realize that as we gathered together in the name of the Lord this morning and broke bread, that we were at Mount Zion.
盼望你们已经认识到，当我们早晨我们一起聚集，我们一起在擘饼的时候，我们已经是来到了锡安。
We'll try to explain that perhaps a little more tonight.
也许今天晚上我们能继续的来解释它。
But we come to the topic of the recovery for Zion.
我们今天要讲到锡安的恢复。
And this was peculiarly Isaiah's revelation of Zion.
这是特别是以赛亚关于锡安的一个启示。
Zion is mentioned more times in Isaiah than any other book.
在以赛亚书里面，锡安这个词比其他所有的圣经的书籍书里面都更多。
Because our brother stood in a most unusual position.
因为我们的弟兄他是处在一个非常不一样的一个地位。
And in that position, the Lord revealed Zion.
在那个位置，主向他启示了锡安。
So let's look at three portions in Isaiah, where he mentions Zion in sequence.
我们今天来看有三处的圣经，他按照顺序来提到锡安。
We'll begin in Isaiah at the very end of chapter 59, verse 20.
我们先开始从以赛亚书五十九章的末了二十节开始看。
Isaiah 59:20.
以赛亚书五十九章二十节。
The Redeemer will come to Zion, and to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, says the Lord.
必有一位救赎主来到锡安，雅各族中转离过犯的人那里，这是耶和华说的。
As for me, says the Lord, this is my covenant with them, my spirit who is upon you.My words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, says the Lord, from this time and forevermore.
耶和华说，至于我与他们所立的约乃是这样，我加给你的灵，传给你的话，必不离你的口，也不离你后裔与你后裔之后裔的口，从今直到永远，这是耶和华说的。
Arise!Shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
我们再翻到以赛亚书六十章第一节，兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到，耶和华的荣耀发现照耀你。
For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you.The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising.
看那黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民，耶和华却要显现照耀你，他的荣耀要现在你身上，万国要来救你的光，君王要来救你发现的光辉。
And then in chapter 61, beginning in verse 1.
然后到六十一章第一节。
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners.
主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好消息给谦卑的人，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢。
To proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting. So they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified.
报告耶和华的恩年和我们神报仇的日子，安慰一切悲哀的人，赐华冠与锡安悲哀的人代替灰尘，喜乐油代替悲哀， 赞美衣代替忧伤之铃，使他们称为公义树，是耶和华所栽的，叫他得荣耀。
Then they will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will raise up the former devastations. And they will repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations.
他们必修造已久的荒场，建立先前凄凉之处，重修历代荒凉之城。
Then we find Zion again, beginning in chapter 62, verse 1.
然后我们来到62章第一节，我们又看见了西安。
For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not keep quiet until her righteousness goes forth like brightness and her salvation like a torch that is burning.
我因西安必不静默，为耶路撒冷必不牺牲，直到他的公义如光辉发出，他的救恩如明灯发亮。
The nations will see your righteousness, and all the kings your glory.And you will be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will designate.
列国必见你的公义，列王必见你的荣耀。你必得新名的称呼，是耶和华亲口所起的。
You will also be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God.
你在耶和华的手中要做华冠，在你神的掌上必作为冕旒。
And it will no longer be said to you forsaken.Nor your land will in any longer be said desolate. But you shall be called Hephzibah. My delight is in her. And Beulah, married. For the Lord delights in you. And to him your land will be married.
你必不再称为撇弃的，你的地也不再称为荒凉的，你却要称为我所喜悦的，你的地也必称为有夫之妇，因为耶和华喜悦你，你的地也必归他。
For as a young man marries a virgin, so your sons will marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so your God will rejoice over you.
少年人怎样娶处女，你的众民也要照样娶你。新郎怎样喜悦新妇，你的神也要照样喜悦你。
On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen. All day and all night they will never keep silent.You who put the Lord in remembrance, take no rest for yourselves, and give him no rest until he establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的，他们昼夜必不静默，呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息，也不要使他歇息，只等他建立耶路撒冷，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
Go through the gates.Prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway. Take out the stones. Lift up a banner for the peoples.
第十节，你们当从门经过，预备百姓的路，修筑大道，剪去石头，为万民树立大旗。
Indeed, the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the world, say to the daughter of Zion, surely your salvation is coming. Behold, his reward is with him.And his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken.
看那耶和华城宣告到地极，对西安的居民说，你的拯救者来到，他的赏赐在他那里，他的报应在他面前。人必称他们为圣民，为耶和华的属民。你也必称为被眷顾、不撇弃的城。
Lord, we pray that you would give us this same burden that at this moment is coming from heaven for the restoration and the glorification of Zion.
主啊，我们求你给我们同样的这个负担，让我们来到你的面前，为着西安的恢复和他的荣耀。
Give us understanding as to how we can cooperate with your eternal purpose in the regard to Zion.
给我们一个认识，让我们能够与你永远的旨意来合作，在关于西安的这件事情上面。
Gather us together unto yourself as we commit ourselves to being obedient to this, your final word.
把我们来聚集在你的面前，当我们把我们自己交给你，来顺服你的话语。
We thank you and praise you for this hour, committed into your hands, in Jesus' precious name.
我们为了这段时间来感谢你，也把它交在你的手中，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Well, we've been gathered from many different places. With our hearts, with highways to Zion, we've come together for these few days.
我们都是从很多不同的地方，我们经过了西安大道，我们聚集在今日聚集在这里。
Indeed, we've entered into a new year this weekend.
这个周末我们也来到了新年的当中。
And we've rejoiced together in our times of teaching and worship and fellowship.
我们在一起，我们蒙教训，我们也交通，我们都一起喜乐。
We try to encourage the walk of faith.
我们盼望每个人都能凭信而生。
Faith sees Zion.
因为你靠着信心，你就能看见西安。
We've tried to encourage us to understand that there are eternal underpinnings underneath all that is going on regarding Zion.
我们愿意来明白在这个下面有关于西安的有很多的支持的根基。
And it's important that we be see-throughers in this matter of realizing how much the Lord has invested in you.
我们愿意能够成为那些能够看透的这些人，让我们直接看见神在我们身上已经做了多少的投资。
All these statements we just read about in Isaiah has regard to you.
我们刚才读的这些以赛亚书里面的所有的话语都是跟你们相关的。
For some reason, most of you, I understand people came from several different places after the Lord's table this morning.
我知道我们今天早晨我们擘饼的时候有很多人从不同的地方而来。
But most of you have been planted by the Lord here in California.
但是你们众人都是主把你们种植在加利福尼亚。
I don't know how you ended up here for a job or emigrating to the States or whatever the situation was.
我不知道你们为什么原因来到这里，也许是来工作或者说是移民，不管你们是什么样的原因。
But I hope you see through to the everlasting arms that brought you here according to His eternal purpose.
但是盼望你们能够看透看见他那永远的他的手臂膀把你们带到这里。
When we talk of God's eternal purpose,
根据他永远的旨意
we tend to think of the future.
当我们谈到他我们就看见将来。
But our lives have also been founded in eternity past.
但是我们也在看见在永远的过去。
We were chosen in him before the foundation of the world, for Zion.
在创世以前他就拣选了我们为了西安的缘故。
And if the Lord is separating you and perfecting you along the lines of Zion, then it's time to see through to what God has for you this coming year.
主他在让我们分别，也让我们来建立我们沿着这个西安，就让我们能够成为那个看透的这些人。
Now we've already seen our verses in Hebrews chapter 12, you have come to Mount Zion.
我们在希伯来书十二章我们已经看到你们乃是来到锡安山。
Now before we get into Isaiah, we just need to understand what that means.
我们来讲以赛亚书以前我们必须来重新温习一下。
Let me put it this way, here's your quiz.
我这样来问你一个小试验小测验。
Now you're a Jewish Christian.
假如你们是犹太人的犹太中的基督徒。
Now it's 69 AD.
在主前69年主后69年。
And one year before the destruction of Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷城被毁前一年。
You received this Hebrew prophecy.
你就听到了这样关于希伯来的一个预言。
You are come to Mount Zion.
你要来到锡安山。
Now, what would that mean to you?
对你来说你会怎么想
And what would it mean to you in 71 AD, when there was no more Jerusalem?
如果来到了主后71年当没有耶路撒冷了以后对你来说是什么意义
Can the writer still say, you are here in Mount Zion?
这个作者还能说你来到了锡安山吗
But there's no more Jerusalem.
已经没有耶路撒冷了
But wait, is there a Jerusalem above?Which is our mother, and we are free.
你等一等，是不是有在一个天上的耶路撒冷，乃是我们的母，是自由的
？Is there this Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, still there?
有没有一个锡安山，就是属天的耶路撒冷，还在那里呢
Could you imagine these Jewish Christians if they'd invested all of their understanding about Zion in Jerusalem, the city?
你能不能想象那些犹太人的基督徒，他们已经把他们所有的都投资在理解耶路撒冷这件事情上？
But those who heard the word realized that Zion was outside the camp, and they went out with the Lord.
那些听了这些话的人，他们意识到这个锡安乃是在营外，所以他们就随了主去。
Whether they fled in that time of tragedy to Pella, or whether they were already living in Rome,
他们也许在那个灾难的日子，他们已经逃难去了，或者他们已经生活在罗马。
They could praise God because they were now standing in Mount Zion.
他们可以赞美神，因为他们现在是站在锡安山上。
You see, this is what the writer was trying to tell these Jewish Christians.
你看，这是作者就想向这些犹太人的基督徒来讲的。
Of course, they loved the golden city of Jerusalem here on earth.
当然，他们喜爱这个地上的这个金色的这个耶路撒冷。
But if there's no spiritual reality to that golden city of Herod, then what is the value of it?
但是如果那是一个黄金的希律城，它没有属灵的价值的话。
So in 72 AD, where was Zion?
主后72年，锡安在哪里？
Wherever two or three gathered together under the Lord Jesus.
有两三个人奉耶稣的名聚集。
We saw in the matter of David that the throne of the Lord is the key to Zion.
我们在大卫的事上，我们看见主神的这个宝座是西安的重点。
If there's two or three gathered together under the throne of the Lord Jesus, not in statement, but in reality, Zion is there.
如果有两三个人在耶稣的宝座下面来聚集，不是表面上的，而是在现实里面的，西安就在那里。
And the other part of Zion is the house of God.
西安的另外一个方面是讲到神的家。
For when Solomon took the ark from Zion and brought it into the temple, the house of God. The Shekinah glory came down and God was there.
当所罗门把约柜从锡安挪到了这个圣殿里面，神的荣耀就降下来，神的同在也来到那里，这就是锡安。
So Zion is forever his house, his throne.
锡安永远是他的家，是他的宝座。
Now where is his house?His throne.
他的家和他的宝座在哪里？
Well, you can call yourself the house of God in San Francisco.
你自己可以叫你的聚会叫三藩市神的家。
But if that's just a building, I don't know if it's Zion.
如果只是一个建筑物的话，我不知道它是不是锡安。
You see, that's the mystery of Zion. It's elusive if we're not careful.
你看这个锡安，它的就是它的奥秘。他的，如果我们不小心的话，好像我们很难捉摸。
After Solomon built the house of God,
当所罗门建了神的圣殿
，and the glory of God came down,
神的荣耀就降了下来。
Zion shone forth in glory,
锡安就发出他的荣耀的光。
Solomon's government on the throne of the Lord spread the kingdom out into dominions that reached to the Euphrates River.
所罗门他坐在他的宝座上，他的政权就一直延伸到很远，直到幼发拉底河。
They knew such blessing of riches that silver was like dirt. It was gold that had any value in Jerusalem. They were so rich.
他们得到了天下的所有的富有，银子都好像是土一样，只有黄金才能算是有一点价值。
But don't you know?It's usually riches that causes Zion to leave.
你知不知道就是那些财富让锡安离去。
I know you'd never admit it, but probably half this congregation are millionaires.
我相信你们可能不愿意承认，但是我觉得可能你们中间的一半人都是百万富翁。
And Jerusalem, the Jerusalem under Solomon, the Jerusalem under Uzziah,The Jerusalem under Hezekiah was one of the richest cities in the world.
耶路撒冷在所罗门的时代，在乌西亚的时代，在西西家的时代，是这个世界上最富有的一个城市。
But you know the story if you've read Isaiah.
但是如果你读过以赛亚书，你就明白这个故事。
The people forgot the vision that Isaiah saw.
这些人他们就忘记了以赛亚看见的异象。
What's the vision Isaiah saw?
以赛亚看见了什么异象？
The Lord is on His throne, high and lifted up over Zion.
主是高高的坐在他的宝座上，在锡安以上。
He saw the throne.
他看见了那个宝座。
He saw Zion.
他也看见了锡安。
But the people forgot the Lord's throne.
但是人就忘记了主的宝座。
And the kings began to believe their success was because of their throne and their kingship and their wise warfare and etc. etc.
这些王就认为他们的成功是在于他们的宝座，他们的能力，他们在战争上面的胜利。
And soon the kings began to compromise and make alliances with Syria or Tyre or Egypt or Assyria. And so Zion left. And here was a beautiful city without a spiritual throne. It was a beautiful house of God, the temple. And can you believe in the days of Manasseh? Or forget that, in the days of Ahaz, they actually shut down the temple for disuse.
当他们过了不久就开始和埃及和叙利亚和推罗王他们结盟，在那个时候你就看见这个锡安就离开了，然后神的圣殿的荣耀也离开了。
Who needs the house of God? Oh, let's open it up for Christmas or Easter. But the rest of the time we're all too busy. And besides, we have so much money. Who needs a throne anymore? It's my throne that I'm living by.
谁还需要教会呢？我们把它打开来过圣诞节吧。平时我们就太忙了。这就是我，这是谁关心神的宝座呢？这是我的宝座。
So in 700 BC, 300 years after Zion was founded by David and Solomon, there was Isaiah.
在主前700年，在大卫建立了锡安300年以后，我们看见了以赛亚。
He had already prophesied that the people were going to go into Babylon captivity because they had shown all of their wealth to the visitors from Babylon.
他已经预言这些人要被掳到巴比伦去，因为他们把他们的财富露给别人看。
Jerusalem was proud. Their women were fat and lazy. The husbands were judges who judged for bribes.
他们的耶路撒冷就看他们的妇人都是又胖又懒。他们的男人都是在那里来论断，来为拿贿赂。
And he saw that Jerusalem would be destroyed.
然后他看见耶路撒冷要被毁。
But then two things brought him to the walls of Zion to pray for her recovery.
有两件事情把他带到耶路撒冷的城墙上面为他的恢复来祷告。
What were those two things?
是哪两件事情？
First,He remembered that Jehovah of hosts was still on his throne.
第一件事，他记得万军之耶和华还坐在他的宝座上。
He believed it.
他相信。
And the remnant believed it.
那些渔民他们也相信。
His son, the remnant shall return. He believed it.
他的儿子说这渔民要归回，他也相信。
The Lord was still on his throne.
我们的主还在坐在宝座上。
Secondly,He had seen the suffering servant who would come to restore the people of Zion.
他看见那个受苦的仆人要来恢复锡安。
And so this is the picture Isaiah saw in his old age as he stood up on the walls of Jerusalem.
这就是当以赛亚年老的时候，他看见的一个异象，当他站在耶路撒冷的城墙上面。
With eyes looking toward eternity,
他的眼是注目在永远里面。
He had to look beyond the certain destruction of this physical Jerusalem.
他的意象已经超越了这个耶路撒冷的被毁。
He had to look beyond the Babylonian captivity.
他也要看得比巴比伦的被掳更远。
Because he could still see the gold of Zion.
因为他还能看见锡安的黄金。
And this is the basis of his ministry.
这就是他服事的基础。
So my point is, once again, that the aspect that the writer of Hebrews is trying to convey is the spiritual reality of Zion is what we need in our Christian assemblies.
我的点是在希伯来书的作者他讲到我们需要在我们聚会的里面我们有这样的一个西安这样一个属灵的实际。
So let me give you just one more quiz.
我再给你提一个小问题。
Now when Jesus was on this earth walking through Galilee and Judea,
当耶稣在地上他在加利利那里服侍的时候,
Now there was the temple in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷还有圣殿。
And when Jesus went into the temple of Jerusalem,
当耶稣进到耶路撒冷的圣殿,
Where was Zion?
西安在哪里?
In the temple.
在圣殿里面。
Okay, now, then how about when Jesus was in Galilee, up on the hillside, sharing the Beatitudes,
那个当耶稣在这个登山宝训在加利利这个山上的时候,
And Jerusalem, the temple was there.
耶路撒冷的圣殿还是在那里。
But where was Zion?
西安在哪里?
In Jerusalem?
在耶路撒冷吗?
Or out in Galilee?
还是在加利利?
Oh, where's the throne?
这个在哪里?
You see, everywhere Jesus went, the throne of Zion went.
你看见他无论耶稣无论到哪里, 这就是 西安去哪里?
Our brother Kwok gave the best short message on the Davidic covenant I've ever heard.
郭弟兄今天下午给了一个很鲜明的一个信息。
Don't you wish we would all be that short in our teachings?
你愿不愿意听这个都是一个很简短的一个教训?
But Zion is the throne.
但是西安是一个宝座。
It's wherever the Messiah is.
弥赛亚在哪里,西安就在哪里。
You see, and it's not only the throne,
它不仅仅是一个宝座,
but it's part of God's unconditional covenant with David.
也是神与大卫的一个无有条件的一个约。
Do you understand what it means when God says there will be a throne in Zion in the family of David for now and forever?
你明不明白当他说到在大卫家有一个西安的宝座直到永远?
Did we hear a condition there?
我们有没有听见有一个前提条件?
It's unconditional.
是毫无条件的。
So what is the destiny of Zion?
西安它的目的地在哪里?
It has to be founded according to the sovereign purpose of God.
必须要凭着主最高的他的主权他的旨意来建立。
Now we'll see how Isaiah works that out.
我们看以赛亚他是怎么明白过来的。
So my point was, there in all of Israel was our Lord Jesus walking the earth.
我的点就是在我们的主他在以色列的全地行走。
And everywhere he walked, those disciples along with him were living in Zion.
他无论到哪里去,他的门徒都跟随他,我们就看见了西安。
They were living in victory over sin, sickness, and death.
他们就胜过了罪,胜过死亡,胜过疾病。
What is Zion? It's victory.
西安是什么? 西安是胜利。
And there was victory in Jesus everywhere he went.
无论耶稣到哪里,得胜就到哪里。
Now the disciples had no idea they were in Zion, but they just felt they were on holy ground.
那些门徒们他们没有意识到他们在西安,但是他们知道他们乃是站在圣地。
And down through the centuries, the church at times has had no sense of the throne of God.
在后面的一些世纪以来,教会没有有关于这个西安的这个宝座的概念。
But Zion has always been here.
但是西安一直是在这里。
And on earth, there has been a testimony to Zion.
在地上一直有一个西安的见证。
Well, let me tell you one more Stephen Kahn story.
我再给你讲一个江弟兄的故事。
How I came to understand Zion.
这是我如何明白西安的经历。
Our brother was sharing. Oh, I love it when my brother shares.
我弟兄他在讲道,我特别喜欢他的讲道。
And he was sharing from Revelation chapter 1, 2, and 3.
他在讲启示录的第一、第二、第三章。
Now, I had always held that as two different things.
我总是认为这是两个不同的东西。
There in chapter 1, we see that glorified king and priest, Jesus Christ.
第一章我们就看见那个得荣耀的君王和祭司，我们的主耶稣基督。
Then chapter 2 and 3, the churches all in different problems and conditions, just like it is today.
第二、第三章就讲到各个教会他们在不同的光景里面有不同的问题。
See, that's just like a pastor. You always see the negative about the church.
你就像一个牧师，他总是看见你教会里面不能让人满意的负面的东西。
Now, when pastors get together, they say, how's your church? They like to brag. Oh, we got a lot of people, we got some buses running, we got the...
当牧师们他们来到一起，你问他你的聚会怎么样，他就喜欢在那里夸口说，我有很多很多的人，我们有公车把他们运来运去。
But when a pastor talks to his wife, all he does is talk about problems. Oh, that guy, he's driving me crazy.
当牧师和他妻子在讲的时候，他总是只是讲问题的地方，说那个人真是把我逼疯了。
Now when you look at the church, do you see chapters 2 and 3?
当你看教会的时候，你是不是只能看见第二章、第三章呢？
We lost our first love.
哦，我们已经失去了起初的爱。
Got false teaching going on.
那有一个错谬的教训。
We're lukewarm.
我们不冷不热。
You see, that's the way I always looked at it.
这就是我总是用这样的眼光来看它。
And as my brother taught on Revelation chapter 1 through 3, three pennies dropped. Clink, 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 or the light bulbs went on.
当我们的弟兄他讲到启示录一二三章，你就看见有三个好像灯泡点亮了，就让人恍然大悟，豁然开朗。
Because as our brother explained, this glorious Son of Man in chapter 1.
你就当我们弟兄解释到你看见在第一章那个荣耀的人子。
I understood what he was doing.
我明白他在做什么。
What was he doing?
他在做什么。
Exactly what he said he would do in Ephesians 5.
就是他在以弗所书第五章那里所说的他要做的。
He's perfecting his church.
他让来成全他的教会。
He's removing every spot and wrinkle.
他来去除他们的各样的斑点和皱纹。
He's preparing the bride for his coming.
他在为他的再来来预备他的心腹。
Well, I said, that's what he's doing.
我说哦，这就是他在做的。
But then the second thing was even more startling.
第二件事就更让我惊讶。
And it was because the allusion was to the revelation in Zechariah chapter 4, where you remember Zechariah saw the lampstand all of gold.
因为这里面呢，他的这个一个意象是讲到在撒迦利亚书第四章你看见的那个纯金的金灯台。
And as we saw the glorified Son of Man standing in the midst of the seven lampstands,
我们看见那个得荣耀的人子，他站在七个金灯台的当中。
Here's the surprise.
这就是让你惊讶的。
The church as Jesus saw it was pure gold.
当教会在耶稣的眼里看是纯金的。
There's Ephesus, it's a golden lampstand.
那里看见以弗所，它是一个金灯台。
And like a holy app, there he is with his metal little hammer.Hammering out the perfection of that golden lampstand.
他就像一个金匠拿着一个小锤，他在那里锤炼他的一个黄金的金灯台。
That's Ephesus to Jesus. He sees the gold.
当耶稣看以弗所，他看见的是黄金。
And in all the seven churches, Jesus saw the gold of the church.
当耶稣看所有的七个教会，他看见的都是纯金。
It's because the church in its spiritual reality is the very life of Jesus.
因为教会在他属灵的实际里面乃是耶稣的自己的生命。
It's the gold character of God.
是神他的金的性格性情。
Then the third thing I saw.
然后第三件事情我看见。
From Zechariah chapter 4.
也是从撒迦利亚书第四章。
Is that those two trees that were supplying the gold?
你看见有两棵树，他们在供应这个金灯台。
Is a necessary part to understanding Zion.
是我们必须要明白来理解西安的。
Who were those two trees?
那两棵树是谁？
That's a big theological debate, by the way.
这是一个很大的哲学方面的一个争论。
Basically, those two trees represent.A remnant.
这两棵树代表的是一个余民。
Thus says the Lord, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Through this remnant, I will build the gold into that lampstand, and the house of God will be completed. by the power of the Spirit through the work of the remnant.
我们主说不是靠势力，不是靠才能，乃是靠着耶和华的灵才能成事。他是要借着这些渔民来把这个金灯台来建立起来。
Now, well, then let's take it another step. Then when you go into chapter 2 and 3, we see Jesus talking to each church.
我们再进一步，我们看耶稣在第二、第三章向这个教会里面说话。
And what's he looking at?
他在看到的是什么？
Looking at the gold.
他是看见的是纯金。
And he's seeing stuff that isn't gold.
他说的话好像不是金。
I have this against you.
他说我有这样要责备你。
Now repent.
你要悔改。
But meanwhile, he who overcomes.
但是同时他又说那得胜的
That's the remnant.
那就是那些渔民
That's who's going to recover Zion.
他们就在恢复锡安
In the church, the remnant of gold.
那些教会里面这些有都有一些黄金的渔民
Oh, listen, what a difference it makes when you see the church already finished, it's gold.
当你如果看见教会已经完成了已经是纯金的了这就给我们带来很大的一个差别。
And then once you see the finished work in the mind of God's work, then the working out of that perfection is from the finished work down.
然后如果当你看见神在神的眼里面他的工作已经做成了然后我们再看这个工作呢这个来让他成就的工作就是从已经完成的工作往下做。
Maybe you think that's a bit mystical.
也许你觉得这好像有一点神秘。
But I want to challenge you.
但是我给你一个挑战。
Your brothers and sisters around you.
你周围的弟兄姊妹们。
Have been born again gold.
他们都是已经重生的纯金。
Now you just need to strip away some of the stuff and let that gold shine.
你必须要让他们除去一些别的东西才能让它的金子亮发光。
Have you ever considered your husband and wife as gold?
你有没有想过你的妻子或你的丈夫是纯金的
？Your children is gold.
你的儿女是纯金的。
Have you ever considered counseling golden brothers and sisters?
你有没有想过去向一些纯金的弟兄姊妹们来询问
？If you so valued them.Then what you offer them would be good counsel.
如果你是这样的重视他们，你给他们的提供的是他们的一个好的一个陪伴。
Half the time in the church, flesh fights flesh.
但是一半的时间在教会里面，你看见是肉体与肉体的征战。
We see the church in a mess.
我们看教会，我们看的是一团糟。
The Lord Jesus sees gold.
但是我们的主看的是纯金。
That's Christ in you.
那是在你里面的基督。
That's the gold.
那是纯金的。
He wants to dig that out.
他愿意要把它挖掘出来。
He wants to hammer that lampstand and perfect it.
他愿意来锤炼那个金灯台让它变得完美。
You have to repent of the flesh.
你必须在你的肉体上面你要悔改。
But he sees gold.
但是他看见的是纯金。
His wife is gold.
你的妻子是纯金的。
And today, Zion is that remnant of gold.
今天的锡安就是那个渔民的纯金。
Those who were being by the hand of the Lord.
我们的主的手正在让他成全。
This is gold.
这实在是黄金。
Well, when I saw that,
当我看到了那一点
it's a whole other perspective on the church.
这是对于教会的一个完全不同的视角。
Oh, how I used to love to club the goats instead of feeding the sheep.
我那个时候我多么愿意打那些魔鬼而不愿意来喂养这个群羊。
A lot of preachers know if they get angry, people will give more money.
一些很多的传道人他们觉得他们发怒了人就会更多的来奉献。
But the Lord, the truth of the matter is, the Lord has his gold people who give of gold.
但是事实上主他有一些黄金的百姓来奉献黄金。
Now, are you more confused than ever?
你是不是比以前更糊涂了？
I tell you what, brothers and sisters, there's gold in every child of God.
我告诉你，弟兄姊妹们，在神的儿女里，每一个人里面都有黄金。
And the tragedy is, most of them have no idea.
这个悲剧就是大多数人都没有发现。
How many of them sense Christ in them, hammering out gold?
有多少人认识到基督乃是在他们里面，在那里锤炼金子？
Well, it's a wonderful perspective, but now let's go back to Isaiah and take a look at what he's talking about here.
实际上是一个非常奇妙的一个试点，但是我们必须要回到以赛亚书来看他讲的是什么。
But I hope you'll start looking at one another and be a see-through or not a see-atter, and see through to the goal.
我盼望你们彼此看顾的时候，相看的时候，你来看进去，而不是只是看表面。当你看进去的时候，你就看到了黄金。
I could just spend a lot of time wasting time, but let me make one more statement.
我可能说花很多的时间，可能浪费的时间，但是我再说一点。
You know, when I come to a weekend like this,
你知道，当我一个周末来到这里
，and I see your teenagers,
我看见你们这些十几岁的人
，they're gold.
他们是金的。
What precious young people.
这些年轻人是何等的宝贵。
Now, if you're one of the parents, you may not agree.
如果你是其中的一个父母，你可能不同意。
But I'm spoiled of golden kids.
但是我就看见，我是看见这些黄金的这些儿童、孩童们。
You know, for more than 40 years, I've been working with young people.
当我这个在过去的40年，我一直和年轻人在一起。
Your kids are gold.
你的孩子们是金的。
I hope you'll mine that out of them.
我希望你把他们从中间把他们挖掘出来。
Help them to see who lives inside.
帮助他们认识谁住在他们里面。
Help them to see their gold destiny.
帮助他们看见他们的一个黄金的一个目的地。
Help them to see the value of Zion.
帮助他们看见西安的价值。
Oh, I feel so sad when I see a teenager leave the house of God, leave the throne of God.And go to a church where you don't need a throne, doesn't even need this house. You just go there, somebody worships, somebody preaches, you go home.
我当我看见一个年轻人，他离开这个神的家，他离开他的职位，他来到另外一个教会，那个教会里面其实并不需要他，也不需要他来服侍，他只是坐在那里听听而已。
But when there's a remnant of God's people who give themselves to the Lord's work,
但是有一些神的渔民，他们把自己来交给主的工作。
There is Zion.
无论那些人在哪里，西安就在哪里。
So if we want to see the restoration of Zion,
如果我们想看见西安的恢复的话
，the first thing we have to realize is that the Lord is the Lord, the King, and He's in control.
我们第一件要看见的就是主，他是主，他在掌控一切。
Wait a minute, do you think the Lord's out of control in this whole thing? Our church is out of control?
你 有没有以为我们的主他已经控制不了、管理不了教会了？
Then how could Isaiah look out over the Babylonian captivity and say, Jehovah is enthroned over Zion?
为什么当以赛亚他看见在看过了这个巴比伦的这个被掳，他想到耶和华乃是坐在他的宝座上，在锡安之上？
So let's just go back and look at these three passages in Isaiah for a moment, and I think you'll see what I'm saying.
当我们再回到以赛亚书这三段经文的时候，你就看见我所看见的。
Before any work is done, before any fight is fought,
在任何的工作完成以前，在任何的战争打起来以前
，God declares by His word His unconditional.choosing of Zion.
主他来用他的话他的道来宣告他选择锡安是毫无条件的。
Only God can say it is finished before it's even begun.
只有神在开始以前就能说已经成了。
But God lives in eternity and he sees that it is finished.
神他在永远的里面他看见确实已经完成了。
So that passage around Isaiah 60, let's go back to Chapter 59, verse 20, where it actually begins.
这就是在以赛亚书六十章讲到的。但是我们先要回到五十九章的二十节。
Just notice the basis of God's proclamation.
我们来看见主他做一个宣告的一个基础。
Now, do you believe God is sovereign?
你认不认识神？他是有主权的。
Do you believe God will do what He wants to do?
你信不信神他能做他要做的
？Do you believe nobody can stop Him?
你信不信没有人能阻止他
？Oh, Isaiah shows the sovereignty of a mighty God.
以赛亚就让我们看见一个大能的神的主权。
So here's what God the Father declares from eternity. The Redeemer will come to Zion, and to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, says Jehovah.
这就是在永远里面的父他来宣告的，必有一位救赎主来到锡安，雅各族中转离过犯的人那里，这是耶和华说的。
As for me, says Jehovah, this is my covenant with them, my spirit who is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth.Shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, says Jehovah, from this time forth and forevermore.
耶和华说，至于我与他们所立的约乃是这样，我加给你的灵，传给你的话，必不离你的口，也不离你后裔与你后裔之后裔的口，从今直到永远，这是耶和华说的。
So, Jerusalem lays in ruins.
你看见耶路撒冷已经被毁。
The children are in captivity.
他的百姓在被掳了。
God says, Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And the Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings brightness of your rising.
但是主说，兴起，发光，因为你的光已经来到。耶和华的荣耀发现照耀你，看那黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民，耶和华却要显现照耀你，他的荣耀要显在你身上，万国要来救你的光，君王要来救你发现的光辉。
That's God's declaration.
这是神的一个宣告。
Arise, shine, the glory has risen upon you.
说兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到。
Now how is he going to do that?
他怎么来做这件事情
？Of course, God is perfect in His purpose and His plan, and so He does have a plan in Isaiah 61.
神当然他有一个完美的一个计划和目的，这是在以赛亚书61章里面我们就看见他的这个计划。
He sends somebody. I wonder if you might guess who it is.
他差遣了一个人，你猜他是谁
？The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.Because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to the prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting.So they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified.
主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放，被囚的除监牢，报告耶和华的恩年和我们神报仇的日子，安慰一切悲哀的人，赐华冠与锡安悲哀的人，代替灰尘，喜乐油代替悲哀。赞美衣代替忧伤之灵，使他们成为公义树，是耶和华所栽的，叫他得荣耀。
Did you believe in 700 years before Christ was born, Isaiah saw that this one would come with the Spirit of the Lord upon him and restore Zion?
你相不相信，在主前700年，以赛亚已经看见700年后会有这样的一个人来到，神的灵是在他的身上。
Who is this one who came and walked across Galilee? And everywhere he went, people experienced Zion. And mourning was turned into dancing. Who is this but the Lord Jesus?
这个人是谁?
The Redeemer that he said would come to Zion.
这个人是谁?当他行走在加利利,无论他走到哪里,他都能把锡安带来,让早晨变成欢呼。
But then, at the very bottom of this, in verse 4,He talks about a remnant who've been changed and redeemed by the Savior.
然后来到了这个第四节的末了，他又讲到这样的一个这样的一些渔民，他们已经被这个救赎主来救赎。
So he says, then they will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will raise up the former devastations, and they will repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations.
然后说他们必修造已久的荒场，建立先前凄凉之处，重修历代荒凉之城。
So the Lord Our Redeemer has come.
所以我们主那救赎主救赎者已经来了。
Zion was in ruins.
西安好像已经荒凉了。
But then the Messiah came.
然后弥赛亚就来了。
And ruled and reigned.
他在这里掌权。
And through his death and resurrection and exaltation, he has now brought glory back to Zion.
通过他的受死、他的复活、他的升天，他把荣耀带回了西安。
And he sends out this remnant to repair the ancient ruins, to restore Zion and the glory, to rebuild the walls and all that has fallen until this place is a glory to the Lord.
他就差遣这些渔民来修造那已久的荒场，他们重新来建立那个城墙，来恢复西安，重新有神的荣耀。
Now are you part of that remnant?
你是不是这些渔民的一部分？
Are you redeemed of the Lord, rejoicing as you come to Zion?
你们是不是被主来拯救，你们就欢喜来到西安？
And this brings us to chapter 62.
这就把我们带到了第62章。
Now having had the divine decree that God would bring glory to Zion,
当神已经发出了一个神圣的命令，要把西安带到荣耀里。
And now having sent his son to this earth to redeem Zion for himself,
他差遣了他的儿子来到地上，为他自己来恢复西安。
What do we find here in chapter 62?
我们在第62章我们看见了什么？
It's the Messiah talking.
这是弥赛亚在讲话。
And he has a burden.
他有一个负担。
Well, let's listen to a few verses.
我们听几节圣经。
For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not keep quiet until her righteousness goes forth like brightness and her salvation like a torch that is burning.
我因西安必不静默，为耶路撒冷必不牺牲。直到他的公义如光辉发出，他的救恩如明灯发亮。
Now, what is this talking about?
这在讲的是什么？
It's the same thing Hebrews is talking about.
这和希伯来书讲的是一样的。
Jesus is now interceding the perfection of Zion.
耶稣是在为着西安的完全来代祷。
He has finished the work.
他已经完成了这个工作。
But now in heaven, he's interceding as the high priest.As we are perfected in our salvation.
但是他现在在高天之上作为一个大祭司，在为我们的成全来代求。
This is not Isaiah saying, for Zion's sake I'll not keep silent.
这不是以赛亚在说，我因西安必不静默。
This is the Messiah saying.
这是弥赛亚基督在说的。
For Zion's sake I will not keep silent.
我因西安必不静默。
And for Jerusalem's sake, I'll not keep quiet until her righteousness goes forth like brightness and her salvation like a torch that is burning.
为耶路撒冷必不牺牲，直到他的公义如光辉发出，他的救恩如明灯发亮。
The Lord is interceding with a burden.
我们主他带着这样的一个负担为我们代求。
Now do we have that burden?
我们有没有这样的负担？
That the Lord would perfect Zion.
我们的主他来成全西安。
This is what Isaiah saw, the Messiah praying for Zion's completion.
这就是以赛亚看见的弥赛亚在为西安的成全来代祷。
What do you think about the Lord right now as he's waiting for his bride? You think he's stirred up?
你现在想我们的主他在等他的心腹的时候，你觉得他在做什么？你觉得他有没有被激动起来？
Is he working out the wrinkles?
他有没有来为他的除皱？
Producing gold?
来让制造黄金。
He wants us to join in that burden for the perfection of Zion.
他也愿意我们加入到这个成全西安的这个件事情上面。
Listen how he goes on and speaks. Verse 2, the nations will see your righteousness. All the kings will see your glory. And you will be called by a new name which the mouth of the Lord will designate.
接下来看第二节，列国必见你的公义。列王必见你的荣耀，你必得新名的称呼，是耶和华亲口所起的。
Verse 3, Zion, you will also be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. That's Zion.
第三节，你在耶和华的手中要作为华冠，在你的神的掌上必作为冕旒，这是论到西安。
It will no longer be said to you forsaken, nor to your land it's desolate, but you'll be called Hephzibah, and you'll be called married, for the Lord delights in you, and to him your land will be married.
你必不再称为撇弃的，你的地也不再称为荒凉的，你却要称为我所喜悦的，你的地也必称为有夫之妇，因为耶和华喜悦你，你的地也必归他。
Jesus, our great high priest, is interceding for us.
耶稣是我们的大祭司，在不停地为我们代求。
Verse 5, for as a young man marries a virgin, so your sons will marry you. As the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so your God will rejoice over you.
少年人怎样娶处女，你的众民也要照样娶你。新郎怎样喜悦心腹，你的神也要照样喜悦你。
So our Lord is interceding.
我们的主在为我们代求。
Until we become Beulah, Hephzibah.
只当我们成为我所喜悦的或者有夫之妇的时候。
A delight for all to see.
成为照样被人所喜悦的。
Oh, that Zion would be a glory in all the earth.
西安就成为全地的荣耀。
This is his prize.
这是他的奖赏。
This is the treasure in the field that he sold everything to buy.
这是他变卖了一切要去在田地里面来买的那个宝藏。
This is his pearl.
这是他的那个珠子。
It's Zion.
就是西安。
Now, of course, there's a whole aspect of Israel involved in this.
当然也有整个以色列他们的跟这个有关的。
But Zion is also the church.
但是西安也是教会。
And he's interceding until the church becomes his bride.
他不停地在那里代求，直到教会能够成为他的心腹。
Now we have a part in it.
我们有没有其中有份？
And what's that part?
那一份是什么？
Will you join him on the walls?
你愿不愿意加入他在这个城墙上面？
Now notice verse 6 and 7.
第六、第七节。
On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watch.
耶路撒冷，我在你城上设立守望的。
Now, who is the I? I have appointed watchmen.
这里面讲的我是谁设立的守望的？
This can't be Isaiah.
这肯定不是以赛亚。
This is the Lord.
这是耶和华。
He's found a remnant.
他找到了那些渔民。
Willing to stand on the wall.
那些人愿意在城墙上站立。
And what are we supposed to do?
我们应该做什么？
Let's see.
我们看。
All day and all night.They will never keep silent. You who put the Lord in remembrance, take no rest for yourselves and give him no rest until he establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
他们昼夜必不静默，呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息，也不要使他歇息，只等他建立耶路撒冷。
Watchmen on the walls.
墙上的这些守望者。
Watching jealously over Zion.
他们为着西安，他们守望，他们带着祭邪的心守望。
Day and night, pray.
昼夜不停地祷告。
You who put the Lord in remembrance.
他们在呼吁耶和华。
Now that's a technical term.
这好像一个带有技术上的一个词。
In the Old Testament, you had kings.
在旧约里面，你有这些君王。
And kings made promises.
君王他们就做了一些应许。
Somebody did something honorable, and the king would promise that all of your days, your house would be filled with blessing.
如果有人做了一件好事，这个王就应许你的一家、你的日子都充满了祝福。
Now, in the king's court, there was a very important person called the remembrancer.
在这个王的这个宫里面有一个很重要的一个人，他就是呼吁这个君王的。
And he wrote down all these decrees of the Lord.
他就把这个王的命令都记载下来。
Just so the king won't forget.
为了避免这个王将来忘记。
Oh, I promised to bless that person. The remembrancer says, yes, back on July 2nd, you said that.
这王说我要祝福那个人，这个人就记载下来说你7月2号你这样写。
And so the Lord says, you, the remnant up on the wall,Lord of what he's promised.
主说你们这些在城上守望的，你们要呼吁耶和华，让他想起他的应许。
Please bother me. Bother me day and night.
请你来打搅我，打搅我不论昼夜。
Pray regarding your children. I love it. Remind me of what I promised you.
你在那里为你的儿女祷告，我非常喜欢你提醒我。
Pray regarding your fellowship, your assembly. Pray, keep on praying, because I want you to remind me.
为你的教会，你来祷告，你祷告，因为我喜欢你来提醒我。
Give him no rest until he establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
使他不要歇息，直到耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美。
You know, it sounds like the Lord wants you to remind him of his promises.
听起来像主他愿意你来提醒他，记得他的应许。
You really think he forgets?
你难道认为他会放
弃吗？ No, but he wants you to remind him.
当然不会，但是他还愿意你来提醒他。
That's how we join in this process.
这就是我们如何的来进入到这个过程的当中。
Brothers and sisters who are on their knees on Wednesday night in the prayer meeting, praying for the house of God to know the glory of God, surely the Lord will hear that prayer.
弟兄们在星期三晚上在祷告聚会，在跪下来祷告，来在为了神的荣耀祷告的时候，在教会里面，主一定会记得的。
But are we up on the walls?
我们有没有站在城墙上？
Are we praying for the great things that God desires to do?
我们有没有为神他渴望做的这个大事来祷告？
Truly, in our prayer meetings, there's many particular needs of sick people and needy people that we should pray for.
我的妻子和我们在一起祷告聚会里面，为一些病的人、有需要的人来祷告。
But while we're up on the walls and we're looking at the great mystery of Zion,
但是当我们上到城墙，我们看见西安的大奥秘的时候，
The Lord wants people who say, Oh Lord, let your throne be over your people. Let your kingdom come and your will be done over us.
我们的主愿意他的百姓说，主啊，愿意你的宝座来到我们的中间，愿意你的国降临，你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
At some point, it seems almostThat the only thing that remains for the Lord to come back is for the church to say Maranatha.
好像唯一的来要还没有让主能回来的，就是主在等候他的教会在说主啊，请来。
Not just as a song.
不是只是一首诗歌而已。
But as the deep desire of the bride for the husband.
而是新妇向着新郎一个深沉的一个渴慕。
Would you remind the Lord that he's your husband?
你愿不愿意提醒主说你他是你的丈夫？
That you want him to come?
你愿意他回来？
Up on the walls praying.
谁在墙上来守望祷告？
This was our brother Lance's burden for the last 20 years of his life.
这就是我们兰培德弟兄他余生20年他的负担。
And for the specificportion of Zion that has to do with Israel. He was praying that there would be Christians up on the walls interceding for Israel, that it not be destroyed by the enemy, but that become a glory in the earth.
他论到这个西安里面有关以色列的那一个部分，他就为着这件事情祷告，愿意有一些基督徒们他们来到这个城墙上面来代祷，为了以色列不会被仇敌来攻取。
Now there's practical things to do as well. We look at verse 10.
也有一些实用的东西让我们做，如果我们看见第十节的话。
Go through the gates. Prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway. Take out the stones. Lift up a banner for the peoples.
你们当从门经过，预备百姓的路，修筑大道，剪去石头，为万民树立大旗。
Of course, there's gospel work still to be done.And we come off the walls to go through the gates and out to invite people into Zion.
当然还有要传福音的工作要做。当我们从城墙那里看见你要从门经过来邀请人来进到西安。
Then verse 11, Indeed the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the world, Say to the daughters of Zion, Surely your salvation is coming. Behold, his reward is with him and his works before him.And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken.
看到耶和华曾宣告到地极，对西安的居民说：“你的拯救者来到，他的赏赐在他那里，他的报应在他面前。人必称他们为圣民，为耶和华的赎民。 你也必成为被眷顾不撇弃的城。
So as we think about this matter of Zion,
当我们想这些事情和西安，
The Lord has declared his throne forever.
我们的主已经宣告了他的宝座到永远。
The Lord has secured that throne through the Lord Jesus.
我们的神他已经通过了我们主耶稣来让他的宝座坚固。
And now he waits for that remnant.To open the gates and let him come down the eastern mount of Olivet and into the city, as he's praised and worshipped as the king of Zion.
他在等候那些渔民把门打开，能够让他从橄榄山上下来，降下进到这个城里面，然后让他被赞美，来被敬拜。
The Lord is looking for that kind of a remnant.
我们的主。正在寻找这样的一些渔民。
And though we walk by faith,
虽然我们因信而活，
such a people that desires the throne of God and to be the house of God, this is a place where God commands the blessing.
那些人当他们来等候神的西安的荣耀的时候，这些人就在那里就有神命定的福。
If we needed to repent,
如果我们需要悔改的话，
it would beover our smallness.
只是来悔改我们的这个渺小。
That we think so little of the great destiny we have in Zion.
我们没有，我们轻视了西安它的一个极大的使命。
There's so many brothers and sisters who are truly born again, but they've never touched Zion.
弟兄姊妹们，有一些人他们已经重生了，但是他们从来没有摸到西安。
Could your simple assembly be a place where people say, the Lord is here.
你们简单的这样的聚会能不能成为这样一个所在，当他们的百姓说主在这里。
There's something the Lord wants to happen, to turn the church from being ridiculed and a byword of the world.
主愿意做一件事情，让教会不再被嘲笑，不再成为这个好像与这个世界一个不相关的事情。
You remember in the early chapters of the book of Acts that all of Jerusalem feared the church because they knew the presence of God was there.
你记得在使徒行传前面的几章讲到那些所有的百姓，他们就敬畏这个教会，畏惧这个教会，因为他们感觉到神与他们同在。
Think of the irony of that. Now here's Jerusalem and the high priest.And the Pharisees, and they had all of the gold, and all of the money, and all of the services, but they had no glory.
你想象这是多么有讽刺性的，在那里，在耶路撒冷，有大祭司，有各种的献祭，有各种的金子，但是却是没有任何的荣耀。
And then here was a couple of fishermen and some tax collectors.And others, and they would come up on Solomon's porch in Jerusalem and begin to speak, and the glory of God would come down where they are.
但是这里有两三个渔夫，两三个税吏，他们来到所罗门廊那里开始讲，然后神的荣耀就降下来与他们同在。
I think that many of you know Mount Zion.
我相信你们很多人认识西安。
Now I want you to be a watchman on the walls. Be sure Zion doesn't leave the place.
我愿意你们能够成为这城墙上的守望者，来保证西安不要离去。
As I said before, if we get too rich and too busy, we'll lose Zion.
就像我以前说的，如果我们太富有了，我们太忙碌了，我们就失去了西安。
Can I tell you here's the truth. The Lord doesn't mind if you're millionaires.
我给你讲一个真实的事，我们的主他不在意你是不是百万富翁。
If you maintain the throne of God and the house of God jealously,
如果你是那样急切的、迫切的来保持神的宝座和神的家。
So I finish with this.
我最后用这样的来结束。
The Lord says, I'm jealous for a holy Zion.
我们的主说，我是为着一个圣洁的西安来发热心。
Not a cheap religious Christian Zion, a holy Zion. Messiah.
不是一个廉价的一个基督徒的西安，而是一个圣洁的西安。
Are we ready for the Lord's coming?
我们有没有预备好主再回来？
Are we reminding him day and night of his promise to come back?
我们有没有昼夜来提醒他，让他记得他要再来？
He loves to hear his children speak to him of what he must do because he's promised these things.
他喜悦他的儿女们来提醒他必须要做的事情，因为他已经做成了这些事。
May we be those who see through to what the Lord is after.
愿意我们能够看进去，看见我们的主他在寻求的是什么。
And may the Lord bless Zion with his return to this earth to establish a kingdom that can be seen. The glory of the Lord will fill the earth.
愿意主他来祝福他的西安，通过他再来，让他的荣耀能够重新充满了这个地。
Oh, our dear Lord in heaven,
我们天上的主，
Holy is your name.
你的名是圣的。
Thy kingdom come.
你的国降临。
Thy will be done.
你的旨意行在地上。
On earth as it is in heaven.
如同行在天上。
Maranatha.
主愿意回来。
Oh, Lord, come to us.
主请你回到我们中间。
We love you, Lord.
我们爱你主。
You are our chief desire.
你是我们最深的渴望。
Under your throne, we know the victory of Zion.
当我们看见你的宝座，我们就看见你西安的得胜。
In your house, we know the rest.
在你的家里面才有安息。
Oh Lord, in this year, help us take higher ground as we come and are gathered to Mount Zion.
主愿意在这一年，你把我们带到更高之地，让我们聚集。在西安山上。
We pray these things in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。 Amen.